It's called the New Throne for Your Home program.
Since 2007, we've done over 72,000 toilets.
Carol Davis is the Water Conservation Division Manager for Dallas Water Utilities. Each year, Dallas either replaces or gives $90 reimbursements to upgrade 20,000 older toilets with high-efficiency ones.
Those older toilets were estimated to use anywhere from 5 to 7 gallons per flush. Well, with the new high-efficiency toilets that are in the market today, those toilets use about 1.28 gallons per flush. So the difference in the gallons per flush can be significant.
A family of four, she says, could save an average of 12 gallons a day. And that adds up to 326 million gallons of water the city could save each year. That sounds great, but before the vote that would commit another $7.5 million to the Throne program last week, Dallas Councilman Rick Callahan made a splash.
So I just asked, are we really saving water, or are we just going through a bunch of exercises?
And it's not a silly question. See, measuring water and money savings from toilet retrofits is complicated. First, you have to take into consideration whether or not people would upgrade toilets without help from the city. And second, something a little less pleasant, the potential for double flushing. See, that's Callahan's main concern. He says when he replaced older toilets with the low-flow variety, he had to flush twice, meaning his water savings went down the...
Everybody I know, I asked my secretary, Maria, a while ago, I said, what do you think about that? And she just started laughing. I said, well, I usually have to flush twice. And I ask Erica, well, what about you? Go, well, my dad's in construction, and they say you got to flush twice.
Dallas Water Utilities says it hasn't fielded complaints about double flushing. And an expert, who calls this double flush dilemma the rebound effect, says it's gotten better with new technology.
We weren't able to completely isolate the rebound effect in our analysis. But while the whole double flush problem was an issue with the original low flow toilets, and we've probably all experienced this at some point, that doesn't appear to be as much a concern with some of the newer ones.
Lori Benier, who's an assistant professor of environmental economics and policy at Duke University, says the real concern is whether the city is losing money by reimbursing people who would upgrade their bathrooms regardless. In a study she did with colleagues at North Carolina State University, Benier found that one municipal rebate program wasn't as cost-effective as planners thought.
We found that about 50% of the households who received a rebate and responded to our survey said that they would have replaced the toilet with a high-efficiency toilet anyway, without the rebate. And another 20% said that they were going to replace their toilet anyway, but they wouldn't have got quite as high-efficiency toilet if it hadn't been for the rebate.
The lesson, Benier says, is not to shy away from efficiency programs, but to target people in houses and apartments who wouldn't do this otherwise. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.